Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place. The point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, Episode 65. Nate Bailey is a natural leader. He is a best-selling author, a renowned coach, and a speaker who knows how to reach and impact an audience. Nate served the country as a lieutenant in the United States Army. He has built multiple successful businesses in the areas of insurance and real estate. He recently fulfilled his long-time dream of selling his insurance agency to become a full-time coach. Nate is the lead trainer and lead coach of the Prosperity Revolution. As a result of his experiences, he is able to help businesses as well as individuals bring out their inner leader, push through perceived physical, emotional, and mental limits, live with intention, and create a legacy. Nate Bailey, what a pleasure to have you here. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy we're talking. I just shared with our audience what you've done until now. And I would like to ask you to share with us, what are you doing and most passionate about today? And where are you heading?
Yeah, so I am the lead trainer, lead coach, alongside a very good friend of mine, Satema Natli. And we work with mainly married businessmen and women, entrepreneurial businessmen and women from across the world that are looking to create more possibilities, more results inside of their life that they haven't been able to realize on their own up until this point. And so people come from all across the world. We actually are in Southern California right now. We have an event. We have six men coming to Orange County inside of California today. We start an event called Man Wealth Immersion. And so we have a full 3.5-day deep dive experience with these men. And they come in, and they all come in for a little bit different reason. But ultimately, they want to be wealthy men in all areas of life, not just one or two. And so they come in, and we work with them to get those transformations, help them get what they want for themselves inside of their life so that they can go back home and make that a reality for them.
That sounds great, but are you working in a group or is it one-on-one? How does it go?
Yeah, so this experience it's a small group. We'll have today, like I said, we have six men coming in. We've had up to 19. Typically, it's anywhere from 6 to 15 people inside of our 3.5-day experiences. So, yeah, it's a small group, but it's very intimate setting. You know, there's a lot of personal growth and sharing going on and getting real and vulnerable with each other on where they're currently at, and so that they can strip that away and create the new possibility for themselves to get the results that they truly want inside of their life.
Do they know each other in advance or just strangers to each other?
Process that we have inside what we do is we do some pre-training. And so there's an app that we use where they're able to leave voice messages, check in, and to start to get to know each other and to start to create a bond with each other before they get here. So yeah, they haven't actually met each other in person. Most of them haven't anyways. And so they get to know each other for about 5 weeks before they show up through the messages that they leave as they start to share, more about their lives and where they're coming from.
It sounds very unique. How did it start?
Yeah, so I think it always starts, you know, for myself and even Satema, our own journey on wanting to continue to grow and to expand, to become better, to become wealthy men. And then this deep-driven purpose to want to help others make those transformations as well. So the journey started from myself. You know, again, I wasn't happy with where I was at in life, so I said myself and continued on this journey to find out the path that would help me get the life that I want, the marriage I want, you know, the fitness and the health that I want, and the business and the finances that I want. And so as I came down that path, I realized that I had a great talent and skill set and passion to also help others do the same. And so that's really where it came from, and started the program Man Wealth and Shield Maiden. We also have a large group experience called Pro Rev Live. And through that, we take this calling, this passion, that we feel called to do to help others and created these experiences.
Who are your customers? Is there any character to the customers? Who are the customers and how did you figure out that these should be the people that you should approach?
Yeah, specifically, the majority of them, they're married. They're business owners or entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
When you're a business owner and an entrepreneur, there's just a unique set of things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. There's a unique set of stress and problems that you go through that the 9-to-5 employee doesn't necessarily experience. You're constantly thinking about business and life, and you tend to put a lot of hours into your business to make it successful or to get it to where you want it to go. And a lot of times what happens in the wake of all that is relationships can be lost. Your health can be lost. You feel disconnected from your spirituality. And at the end of the day, you might have a bank account full of dollars, but you look back and life just isn't what you know, that there can be more, but you're not sure exactly how to do that. So that's why we work with entrepreneurs, because although they have each and every one of them has a little bit different reason for coming, they also all have a lot of similarities, like a lot of the same issues going on. And so
sure,
we come from that same background. Myself and Satemo are both entrepreneurs. I have lots of real estate investment properties throughout the country. I just sold my insurance agency of 15 years to go full time into what I do here and what I feel called to do. I've owned other businesses along the way. And I've been down the same path as many of the men and the women that we work with. So, and, you know, the age, it's about 40 to 50 age range, although we have men and women that are younger and older that come through our programs. But I would say the majority of the men and women coming through are, you know, somewhere in that 40 to 50 age range. So when you really start to dial it in, it's, do you have, you know, have two or three kids? Some of them are grown. Some of them are, you know, they're in the middle of parenting as well while they're going through everything else.
Where are you heading? What do you see ahead of you? Is there any next stage or just for now you are where you are?
Yeah, so our vision is to, you know, if you've ever heard of Tony Robbins.
Sure.
Or Jim Rohn, or Zig Ziglar. Like,
sure.
We have a message that we truly believe in and that we've seen impact lives. And we have a vision to impact the masses and impact generations through what we do, the path that we live every single day. And so that's why we started what I mentioned earlier called Pro Rev Live, which is really a large group, because it's what we do here that we're starting off today, the immersion. It's more of a ticket, more of an experience.
Yeah.
And more attention, more access to us as coaches. And that's not for everyone. So we don't want to limit our message to just that population. So we've started what we call Pro Rev Live to take to the masses so that we can truly impact generations.
And how do you reach those people in the group, in the larger group that you talked about?
Yeah, so it's a large group experience. Our first one was in April, and that we had just over 100 people there in attendance. And our next one's coming up in Dallas on October 25th to the 27th, and that is planned to have 300 to 500 people in the room for that one.
And this is the first one? The first one of big group?
This will be our second one in October.
The first one
we just did was in April.
And how was that?
It was amazing. We had, like I said, we had 100 people in attendance. We had a lot of couples. We had a lot of married men and women there together to experience what we teach, you know, over 3 days. And it was just amazing. There was a lot of impact, a lot of growth, a lot of expansion. And the stories are still coming in of the results that they've been able to create for themselves just because of what they experienced in April. And so we're looking to continue to bring that to more and more people.
It sounds great. And you meet with a lot of entrepreneurs and startup founders as well, I guess. And I would like to ask you, what will be your best advice to our listeners regarding the customer focus, customer approach, how to reach more customers to their businesses? What can you share with them? What will be your best advice to them?
Yeah, the best advice I can give is to get truly clear. Clarity is power. That's one of the principles inside of what we teach. So get clear on what it is that you want, why it matters, and stay true to that. And focus all of your actions around that. The actions required to get what you want, to reach the group, the community, the market that you want, the niche that you have for yourself. And to, like I say, stay true to that. Show up every single day, take small steps, do actions that will get you what you want. Don't get caught up in what we call surface confusion or doing activities that make you look busy, but don't get you any closer to what it is that you want. When you know what you want to do, but you don't want to do it, right? There's activities like conversations that you know that have to be had that you avoid because you have stories around doing what's required. And so you tend to sharpen your pencils and organize your desk and create logos and all that other busy work that really doesn't get you any closer to where you want to go. So really get focused on what you need to do and do those required actions that will actually move you forward toward getting that result.
I've got a question. You know, as I told you, this podcast is all about customer focus. And since in marketing, we believe, or I believe, that it's all about seeing things from the point of view of your customer or consumer, because, you know, the money is in their pockets. And I'm wondering, how would you put it together? You're talking about really focusing on what you want. And I know that in order to get what you want, or in order to succeed in the business that you are running, you need to focus on what your customers want.
Yeah, absolutely. We are constantly trying to figure that out, right? What's the right message for our clients? Like, we know what we do works, and then it's how do we create the message that will land with them, that will want to take someone that has never heard of us before and to, you know, go through our marketing funnel or whatever you want to call it, the steps that we put them through to actually opt in, give us their information, to apply, and then to actually get on the phone and have a conversation with us. What is that correct message? And we're constantly tweaking that. And that's, I think, you know, the one thing that we are always believing is just to ship it, to, you know, continue to tweak until you can find that right formula. And it's always changing. So you got to always be willing to test and ship and try different messages out, you know, get on podcasts and like this one and, you know, get your message out there, get your face out there, and just continue to be open. Now, perspective creates possibilities. So we are always open to trying new things, different things. And that's, that, you know, for anyone out there listening that's running a business or as an entrepreneur, that, you know, don't get stuck in your old ways. Always be open to new perspectives and always be open to trying new technology and new avenues to get your message out there, to create the clients. We live what we teach. We teach our clients to do the same thing. And it's the hardest part, getting the clients that you want to give their hard-earned dollars over to you in exchange for the value that we create for them.
You've got a lot of experience, and I believe that insurance is one of the toughest business on earth. And I would like to ask you, I'm sure you've got a lot of successes, and we'll get to it in a minute, but what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers, the one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most, or one of them? Can you tell us about this? Can you share it with us?
That's a good question. The biggest failure, I always try to turn my failures into successes. And so what I mean by that is when I do fail, I learn from it and I try not to repeat it. And so if I try something that doesn't work, I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to assess and evaluate what happened. And I'm going to not repeat the same things to get a different result, right? So, you know, it could be when I was in the insurance business, it could be anything from, like, I would literally would go out and I would knock on doors and try to generate business that way, and learn that that wasn't a great use of my time, energy, or efforts. So then I would switch to hanging flyers on people's doors, to literally going through the phone book from A to Z and calling people, and to going to networking events, to inside of what we do with the Manuel Pachilman ProRev Live is, we advertising on Facebook, to email messaging, to text messaging, to just messaging people personally and having conversations and reaching out to people that we know, and continually shifting and changing and tweaking and taking, you know, the bumps and the bruises along the way, the failures, as you call them, and just learning from them, growing, knowing that a failure is only a failure if we don't do anything about it, if we don't take it and learn from it. And so I try not to do that. I try to learn from everything that happens.
Can you share an example with us? You can share it, of course, until the seed is actually blooming, but can you share an example of one of these failures that you studied from?
I don't know that anything's really coming to my mind as far as a failure. It's a good one. You know, times in the insurance business where a client had communicated that a change needed to be made to the policy and it didn't happen, okay?
Yeah.
And I just own that. And so that, I guess you could perceive as a failure, right? Failure because the client had asked for something to be done and it didn't happen. And a lot of people will tend to avoid those situations, and all that happens is the problem gets bigger. And so inside of those failures, I just realized that I need to own it. Instead of being the victim, I choose to own everything that happens to me, whether it was fault or not, whether it was me that dropped the ball or not, and take the responsibility that is mine and continue to learn from those. And I'm very clear on what I want and why it matters. And so I will always learn from any situation like that and make it a strength of mine moving forward.
And now I would like to ask you to share with us the biggest or one of the biggest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus or something that you did right about approaching your customer. And I'm looking for a specific example of success, something that you really, you know, was very happy with.
Yeah, so I mentioned that we did our first large group event in April called Pro Rep 5. And we decided to do that event 6 weeks before it happened. And typically, from what we were told very shortly after that, was that is not the way that most people would do it. Like most people would want 4 to 6 months leading into an event like that to do that. But like I said in the beginning, we are like, we get an idea and we want to do it. We're going to do what's required to make it happen. And so 6 weeks before, we had nothing. We didn't have a room. We didn't have a hotel. We didn't have any registrants. And we had to commit, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to the hotel for food and beverage costs. We had to hire a sound and audio guy. We had to hire an event planner to help us, a photographer. We had to create all of the banners and things just to put the event on. And we found ourselves heavily invested in this event 6 weeks out without any clients. And so we went out and we went to work and just old school, you know, skipped our message out, reached out to anyone and everyone that we knew that we felt would benefit from coming to experience what we have to offer at ProRev Live in August. And in 6 weeks, we literally had 100 people from around the world. We had a guy from Sweden come. We had couples from America, Samoa come. We had people from all over the country in the United States come. And like I said, we had 100 people 6 weeks later. It was an amazing event. There was a great transformation and breakthrough, and everybody was impacted the way we had hoped they would be. And so that was definitely a great success of ours, and is just through true hard work and, you know, believing in ourselves and what we had to offer and getting out there and just making it happen, putting our mind to what it was that we wanted and going out and doing what was required to fill the event.
Wow, it sounds like a great event. I would like to ask you, can you recommend, you know, we are always looking for the new shiniest tool to approach customers and to do marketing, but what I'm looking for is a recommendation for the best or most effective technological or digital tool that related to customers or to marketing or to sales, but you use, that you benefit from and other entrepreneurs can benefit from it as well.
Yeah, right now we utilize the majority of what we do is through Facebook advertising, as well as we use ClickFunnels, if you've heard of that. ClickFunnels is where we create our marketing. So we shoot a lot of video. We have two excellent video guys that help us communicate and tell the story that we want to. And so we're constantly shooting those videos, creating the ClickFunnel marketing landing pages for the content and leading our clients, our prospects through the process to eventually get them in a conversation with us. So I would say, you know, I guess the one tool that we utilize currently is ClickFunnels and Facebook advertising.
That's great. ClickFunnel, Facebook, of course, but ClickFunnel gets quite many
votes. I believe it.
I must say, yeah, it is. It is a very good tool. You know, I believe that a lot of factors affect our successes. However, I also believe that each one has his own unique factor that affects his success most. And I would like to ask you, what do you think is your key success factor?
I'm committed. I don't use that term lightly. So when I say I'm going to do something, you can count on it. You can count on me. And so when I'm very clear on what I want, why it matters, I will not give up until it becomes a reality. And if you can truly be committed in your life, and no matter what area you're talking, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your fitness or inside of your business, if you can truly be committed to what it is that you say that you want, there's no stopping you. Like, the true definition of being committed is you can count on it. It's going to happen. And so that means you're going to do what's required no matter what to make that a reality. And so that's the biggest thing that I can see in myself is, in a way, I'm too stubborn not to quit.
I love that. My last question is my mountain question. I believe, and they talk a lot about that, that this journey of taking ownership in the mind of the customers or consumers and building your brand there and taking position there is like climbing mountain after mountain after mountain. And I ask my guests whether they ever climbed a mountain, and I'm talking about a physical mountain, or wished to climb a mountain. Do you actually have any relationship with mountains once or ever?
I haven't climbed any big mountains per se, like Everest or Kilimanjaro, but I do have aspirations to do that. I think in the back of my mind, I know that I will at some day do that just to experience it. I'm a big proponent of pushing myself physically. I do a lot of, like, I just attempted a 100-mile run. And so I'm all about doing tough physical experiences. But I've done some small mountains, I guess you would say, like in, you know, Arizona. There's one called Camelback Mountain. And again, they're not nothing huge or world renowned, but I do enjoy doing that to get to the top and to see the view. And I think there's a lot of parallels between that and, like you said, the journey that we're all on. And as we continue to climb that that mountain to get where we want to go.
Yeah, every mountain has been count. I mean, yeah. You're not only looking for the highest ones. I picked Kilimanjaro, but I've never climbed it and probably never will. But my kids, when we were in Tanzania, my kids talked about it and I decided to take it. But when I was a child, I used to climb so many hills. And for me, they were the highest mountains ever. So every mountain counts.
Yeah.
Nate, I enjoyed so much this conversation. And I would like to ask you, what is the best way to connect with you or to be in touch with you or to learn more about what you do?
Yeah, you can check out my website. It's NateBaileySpeaks.com. You can also check out ProRevLive.com. That's the large group experience I've been talking about. So those two, NateBaileySpeaks.com or ProRevLive.com.
And we'll put both links in the show notes of this interview. Nate, I would like to thank you. It has been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.